With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A church in St. Paul, Minnesota was disrupted by anti-ICE protesters, provoking this response from the national religious broadcaster.
President and CEO Troy Miller has issued a statement saying in part, quote, NRB stands unapologetically for the First Amendment freedoms of speech and religion, empowering Christian communicators in the church and beyond. Houses of worship are inviolable sanctuaries, shielded by law from such vile intrusions. When mobs cross that line to bully and terrorize, they endanger the liberties of all Americans. NRB calls on church leaders, Christian communicators, and believers everywhere to rally with urgency to protect our faith. We call on law enforcement at every level to prosecute these offenders, ensuring churches remain bastions of peace, worship, and unyielding protection under the law, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump has linked his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision not to award him the Nobel Peace Prize.
At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent responded.
I think it's a complete canard that the president would be doing this because of the Nobel Prize. The president is looking at Greenland as a strategic asset for the United States.
The president's message was to Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre.
He
said the president is very preoccupied with the Nobel Peace Prize, and I've explained to him many times that it's an award given by a Norwegian committee, not the Norwegian government. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than 100 vehicles smashed into each other or slid off the interstate in Michigan as snow fueled by the Great Lakes blanketed the state. The massive pileup Monday prompted the Michigan State Police to close both directions of Interstate 196 just southwest of Grand Rapids. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bag.
The popular evangelist is preparing for his first overseas gospel festival of 2026. Graham is scheduled to preach January 24th and 25th to crowds in the Cambodian city of Siem Reap. Cambodia is involved in a border dispute with Thailand that has erupted into violence recently. And Graham says, quote, all the suffering is heartbreaking. I want to remind people there is hope. I am coming to share the message of the Bible and peace through Jesus Christ. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hopeful that the Supreme Court will uphold state laws that ban males from playing on female sports teams. John Bursch of Alliance Defending Freedom says, I think there are cultural, political, and legal headwinds all supporting this notion that it's just a lie that a man can be a woman. The Supreme Court is expected to deliver a decision this coming summer. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Swiss town of Davos is hosting the annual meeting of global political and corporate elites this week. World Economic Forum organizer Mike Dusek says the annual event takes place this year against a backdrop of changing economic times.
It's really going to be a discussion at a very important moment. Geopolitics is changing. We are, some people think we're in a transition, some people think we've already entered a new era, but I think it's undeniable that you are seeing a more competitive, more contested landscape.
It comes even as President Trump's threat to impose tariffs on allies over the issue of Greenland is rankling many NATO allies. Time is up for credit card companies to comply with a new mandate from the president demanding a 10% cap on credit card interest rates by January 20th. Consumer groups, politicians, and bankers remain unclear about the plan. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.